A report released today by the International Committee of the Red Cross says insecurity in Darfur continues to disrupt people's lives and restrict aid agencies' access to those in need. It also said people's livelihoods are threatened by looting, restricted freedom of movement, and lack of access to basic medical services and veterinary care. Coping mechanisms such as petty trade are being undermined by the destruction of crops and shifting front lines. Cecilia Goyne, Red Cross spokeswoman in Khartoum, spoke to us about the insecurities civilians are facing on the ground.
For civilians, those people who are not taking part in this conflict, one of the major worries, they need to feel they are safe. Security is one of the major concerns. This means that in some cases, if they need to go to the market and they cannot go, I mean, it's difficult for them to maintain a normal life. If they want to take their children to a clinic or to a hospital, and they don't feel they can do it because of the security situation, it's difficult for them to live a normal life. But it's not happening all over Sudan. It's in some places the situation is more volatile than in other places. So that's why these kind of things alters and changes the usual life of people who are not taking part in the conflict.